Postal workers have them, so do police officers and school teachers. They're public sector unions. The unions help them negotiate job security, working conditions, and higher wages. You might recall public employee unions hitting the headlines back in 2011. That's when Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker gained national attention for eliminating most collective bargaining rights for unions. Scott Walker is being mentioned as a contender for the Republican nomination for president. Daniel DeSalvo is the author of Government Against Itself, and in that book he argues that public employee unions threaten our very democracy. DeSalvo himself is a third-generation union member, assistant professor of political science at the City College of New York, and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. DeSalvo shared his opinions about public employee unions at a town hall debate last week with UW political science scientist Michael McCann. I moderated the debate. Here's Daniel DeSalvo's salvo against public unions.
The effect of allowing public employees to unionize and bargain collectively has increased the cost of government through increased pay, increased benefits. For example, cities where firefighters are unionized pay on average about 9% more in salary and about 25% more in benefits than cities where firefighters are not unionized, for no measurably different increase in service quality or fire protection. Second, I try to find some empirical evidence and to show that it actually reduces government productivity, that is the union negotiation of work rules that often shield workers from management can stymie or squelch innovation in the public sector, such that in a sense, management that you're paying agency managers in different areas really doesn't have many management rights or many management tools. So you're paying management, but they're not able to really manage. So productivity is reduced. Managers can't credibly threaten workers with dismissal. They can't transfer them. In some cases, they can't even assign them duties that would be appropriate to their skills.
Daniel DeSalvo, author of Government Against Itself, says public sector unions' clout to extract wage and pension concessions has prevented local and state governments from being innovative. And according to DeSalvo, we see few benefits from public sector unions.
Promoters of public sector unions or defenders of public sector unions haven't, as far as I can tell, really made a positive case for why organizing our public labor markets in this way benefits the broader public. That it benefits the public workers themselves is clear, and it would be surprising if it didn't do that. But what benefit rebounds to taxpayers, to the consumers of public services? I have not seen a strong, powerful first principled case that it does do that.
At the town hall debate, UW political scientist Michael McCann defended public employee unions. He disputed the notion that public sector unions have not contributed to public welfare by citing Seattle's increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
That was really pushed by a public sector union, SEIU, working with community groups, faith groups, other unions. It was a public-private union sort of a mixed project, but pushing that, and that has become one of the primary causes around the country, is minimum wages for everybody, not just for unionized workers, but for everybody, and pressing on a whole variety of social programs that will benefit working people that have been taken away or whittled away. And the final thing to say, I mean, to make this case that they're undemocratic in either means or in ends, I mean, the primary standard through your book, and this is really true in your talk, is really about markets and about the way markets work. And in many ways, what this is all about is contributing to sort of neoliberal project of privatizing government, of privatizing the pension plans, just like we privatize prisons, and much of the contracting out of government, which is, I would say, not something that I would necessarily equate with democracy. For better or worse, whether democracy is better, but that's not a democratic project. It's not one that really contributes to equity. It's really feeding into the increasing inequality between concentrated wealth and concentrated corporate capital.
At the town hall debate on public sector unions, Daniel DeSalvo, author of Government Against Itself, said public employee unions get what he called two bites of the apple when it comes to advancing their interests.
Public employee unions are really the only one that get to negotiate with government or with their employer directly for salary, benefits, and working conditions, but can also lobby that same employer through the political process for that.
Michael McCann replied that public employee unions' influence is not that large.
When public sector unions participate in electioneering to try and influence legislators, they're only one small piece of the overall picture. They only have a limited number of voters. They do give a lot of money in some states in some instances for certain kinds of policies, but there's a lot of other people, and big business and financial interests are in almost every case giving more money when there's something really at stake for them to do that. But that doesn't even begin to get at the imbalance that exists, because large corporations don't often have to give a lot of money because of the dependence of states and cities on those large corporations who provide employment and sometimes provide taxes. Anybody in the state of Washington knows about Boeing. Boeing doesn't have to spend a lot of money on lobbying and so forth. They just say, we're going to leave if we don't get billions of dollars in subsidies.
University of Washington political scientist Michael McCann debating political scientist Daniel DeSalvo, author of the new book, Government Against Itself, Public Union Power and Its Consequences. They debated at Town Hall last week, and we'll feature the entire debate on Speakers Forum on KUOW. That's coming your way tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at 94.9. This is The Record on KUOW.